Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by AnnaBots. We automate sales and support with AI so you can close more deals, save more money, and make your team more productive. Visit AnnaBots.ai to get started. Just type my name. It's AnnaBots.ai. Today's guest is Cecilia Morris. Cecilia helps business owners build their brand and business online using automation, ChatGPT, and social media. Hey, my sister! Yes. Her BizHap is about that time when she lost her train of thought at a live event. Cecilia, welcome to the show. Let's get into the story.
Awesome. Well, thank you for having me and sharing me with your audience. And my BizHap story was a live event that I was hosting. It was a live launch for a new product that I was launching. And in the middle of the live launch, the craziest thing had happened. Now, we're all adults here. We're grown people. And in the middle of my launch, one of the participants literally started digging in her nose. And it was like, even though it was the gallery view, some people call it the Brady Bunch view on Zoom, but it was the gallery view. So everybody was there. And but for whatever reason, I happened to zoom in on her right as she's digging in her nose. And I was like, this cannot be happening. But it was happening. And then to make it even worse, not only was she digging in her nose with her fingers online in this live video without having her camera hidden, she then was eating her boogers.
Oh my gosh.
I know, right? And I was just like, I lost it. I couldn't even, it like took me a minute to regroup. And I was trying to get my train of thought. I was trying to remove her image from the thing. So I wasn't focusing on her face. And it got really weird for, you know, like a whole minute to where I just couldn't get it together because I'm like, this doesn't happen. And like grown people, first of all, grown people don't pick their nose. They use a Kleenex or a napkin. And then they don't eat their boogers. Like, how old are you, 5? But the show must go on. And as much as I tried to regroup myself, I was so disgusted by what I saw because she didn't stop, right? So it wasn't like she just did it and it was over. She did the left side. Then she had to go back and do the right side. I was just like, oh my Lord Jesus, what is happening here?
I mean, you have to pair them up. You have to like do the pairs.
Exactly.
It's a whole package.
Right. And but it was crazy because some of the participants were sending me private messages in the Zoom. They were like, I saw it too. I can't believe what just happened. How old is she? So as I'm reading their comments that they're sending to me privately, now we're all laughing because we all get the joke, even though it's not a joke, but we're laughing and it was really lighthearted. And I was able to transition that into, I guess I should back up a little bit. So the thing that I was launching was how to be seen, be heard, and get paid online. So be seen, be heard, get paid, right? And so one of the things that I was able to pivot to once I regained my composure was the whole be seen part and how being seen as the professional, as the authority, as someone credible in your niche is so important if you want to build the know, like, and trust factor. But there was like a whole, you know, minute or two where I just could not snap back. I just couldn't. I was like frozen, like deer in the headlights. Like, am I really seeing this? And because of the other participants messaging me privately in the Zoom, it kind of helped me snap back and get back into the topic at hand.
So how were you able to just like get your composure again?
Well, again, it was the help from the people in the chat. They were like, I saw it too. I can't believe this is happening. It's like, does she know she's on camera? And so as I saw that other people saw what I saw as well, it helped me pivot the conversation to talk about the be seen part, right? Talk about how important it is to have that professional presence, not just on your social sites, but also inside of webinars and live events as well. And, you know, about the use of the camera. And then I kind of pivoted to talk about lighting and, you know, different ways to use the camera. But again, it was the help of the people in the room who were just as disgusted as I was that helped me, one, acknowledge, yeah, you did see what you thought you saw. Your eyes are not lying to you, but then also helped me to pivot the conversation to talk about how to be seen professionally online.
Well, let me tell you something that reminded me of, I also have a story about boogers. So when I was in kindergarten, when I was in kindergarten, I was a really cute girl. Okay. Well, yes. That's what my mom used to say. But
you are. You're beautiful.
Thank you. But I used to have this little boyfriend in kindergarten, and like all the girls wanted to be his girlfriend, but he chose me. And then one time we were in class and he was like turning his head around, and I was like, what is he doing? And I saw him and he was picking his nose, and then he ate his booger. And I was like, oh no, I can't be his girlfriend. And that's when I realized that I had standards. Now, yeah. Back to your story. My takeaway is, if life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
Well, and I like to say, if life gives you lemon, make cocktails, because I needed a drink after that.
Yeah. You needed a margarita there. Exactly. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing this. Now, yeah. Cecilia, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
Well, thank you again, Anna, for having me on your platform. And I hope that story brings a little laughter and lightheartedness to your audience, but also shows them, hey, you got to keep it moving. The show must go on, right? Mm-hmm. So with that, I help network marketers and online business owners effectively use ChatGPT and digital marketing strategies to build their brand and their business online. If anyone wants to connect with me, they can. I'm on all my social sites as Cecilia Morris. That is C-E-C-E. A lot of people do C-E-C-I. It's C-E-C-E-L-I-A. Morris, M as in Mary, O-R-R-I-S. That's where I'm at on all my social sites. You can find me there. And for your audience today, if there's anyone out there that is interested in seeing how they can incorporate ChatGPT and AI into their business, I would like to gift your audience my free 60-minute AI marketing workshop. It is 1 hour of marketing genius that will truly transform your business. I like to say, if you're not on board with ChatGPT and AI, you will soon be left behind, because ChatGPT and AI will not replace you. It's the people using it who will. And if your audience wants to get their hands on this free 60-minute AI marketing workshops, they can go to bit.ly/AI1-day-workshop. And the word one is spelled out. So that's bit.ly/AI1-day-workshop.
Awesome. Well said. Now, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Cecilia Morris, for coming in and sharing her story about the time when she lost her 3.5 thought at a live event because of a booger. If you've got a mishap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bishaps.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One mishap a day keeps the burnout away. And just a quick reminder, if you want help installing AI systems so you can automate your business without becoming a tech genius, visit annabots.com. I'll say it again, annabots.com, and get started with us in as little as 30 minutes. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factor1.io. That's factor1.io.